the Instagram Stories for Thursday, March 19th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. Today on the show, the head of Instagram debunks the myth that scheduling your posts hurts your reach. Additionally, Instagram adds the ability to pause reels while you're watching them and adds the ability to customize your voice inside voice memos when you send them to someone else inside the Instagram DMs. Additionally, Ashley Coffey and I talk some AI news. Meta has added a new feature to Facebook that I think is incredibly relevant in today's age, and I really like it. I might say it's the first good AI feature that Meta's rolled out, in my opinion. We will talk about all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. All right, let's start with the news. First, Instagram has added the ability to pause reels. The @creators account posted in their broadcast channel, quote, "Starting today, you can now pause any reel with a single tap, providing more control, more ways to connect, and more time to enjoy the content you love. With this change, users will see the mute option after tapping to pause. With the new feature, your audience can pause and ensure they don't miss a moment of your content," end quote. Okay, I just want to say, Instagram launched Reels in August 2020. That's nearly 6 years ago, and they never, up until this point, added the ability to pause, something that TikTok has had on their short-form videos forever? Crazy to me. Glad the Instagram team finally implemented that. All right, moving on to the next piece of news. The head of Instagram announced in his broadcast channel that they've added voice effects to voice memos inside the Instagram DMs. I was not able to download a high-quality version of this clip, so I apologize. Here is the not great quality.
"Last week, we launched new voice filters in DMs. Just go to a one-on-one or group chat, click on the microphone icon, and then you can record your message. Then you can tap the icon with the three lines in the center bottom of the screen, and then you can select a voice effect. There's all sorts of fun ones there to try out. Just ways to make your voice messages a bit more fun and creative. Check it out."
Okay, so I just made a quick voice memo to test it out. And when you tap on the button that Adam is describing, it says, "Get creative with voice filters. Now you can transform how you sound in voice messages. Choose the perfect voice to make your conversations more memorable." And then you can tap the try it button. The options are original, demon, robot, alien, chipmunk, underwater, stadium, fishbowl, wobble, pirate, and auto-tune. Moving on to the next piece of news, Instagram announced that they will no longer support end-to-end encrypted messages inside the DMs starting May 8th. Meta spokesperson Dina Lucci says the platform is discontinuing the feature because very few people are using end-to-end encryption in their DMs. On help.instagram.com, they give a little bit more information about this, saying that if you have chats that are impacted by this change, you will see instructions on how you can download any media or messages you may want to keep. And if you're using an older version of Instagram, you may also need to update the app before you can download your affected chats. I will link to this blog post so that you can read the details about it yourself. All right, let's move on to the Instagram strategy portion of the episode. The head of Instagram recently debunked the myth that scheduling posts hurts your reach. Someone asked the question, "Scheduling the posts are negative to our ranking, right?" Here's Adam's answer to the question.
"One of the most common questions I get is, if you schedule a reel, will you get less distribution? And the answer is categorically no. You will not get any less distribution. We treat it just the same as any other reel. And in fact, there can be a benefit to scheduling your reels ahead of time, which is that if you're translating your reels like I do, it gives us more time to do those translations so that when it first goes out, all of those translations are ready to go. We can do up to 9 languages at this point. So I highly recommend you try it out if it helps you with your flow. I actually scheduled this reel. So hopefully you can feel comfortable scheduling as many reels as you like. Peace."
Just as a reminder, if you want to schedule your posts, you can do that using the Instagram app, of course. There are Meta tools like the Creator Suite, which is free for anyone to use. It doesn't cost anything and allows you to schedule posts and stories. And there are also third-party tools like Later, Buffer, Planoly, and many others. All right, we are going to take a quick break. When we come back, Ashley Coffey and I are going to get into some AI news, talking about the first Meta AI feature that I think is actually worth your time. Stick around. Welcome back. Here's Ashley Coffey and I talking about Meta's new AI tool that I think is actually valuable and worth your time. Here's the clip. Facebook Marketplace now lets Meta AI respond to buyers' messages. Here's the background. Facebook Marketplace is a great place to sell, but it can be quite a frustrating experience. If you list an item, potential buyers send canned messages, mostly that just say, "Hi, is this available?" And then when you respond, they do nothing else to continue the conversation or express interest in the item. This is a common pain point for sellers. One seller even created their own AI tool last year to handle these initial inquiries from interested buyers. Here's the news. Facebook Marketplace is rolling out Meta AI features, including one that automatically replies to messages from interested buyers. Also, they're using AI to help sellers list items faster and summarize profiles, giving sellers the option to offer shipping on their listings if they need to. Meta saying that since sellers receive a lot of buyer inquiries, this auto replies feature is going to make their lives easier. Sellers can use Meta AI to automatically draft replies, including information from the description, from the listing, like the description, availability, price, and so forth. Sellers can modify and edit those auto replies as they create the listing. Overall, I think this is great. Ashley, what's your take?
I'm so glad that you picked this, Daniel, because I myself have sold things on Facebook Marketplace and purchased them. And it is a nightmare dealing with people because people don't read. And it's a lot of wasted time going back and forth with either negotiations or basic questions to information that's currently available. So I like that only if it's a binary yes or no response, or response that's only using content from the copy of the listing. Otherwise, this has the opportunity to go way off the rails. And who's responsible at the end of the day? The seller. So that's probably added stress that people don't want, but we'll see what happens. It could be a good thing.
I actually think this is a great use of AI. I think Meta has really struggled to have compelling use cases for AI, in my personal opinion. And because selling items online is such a hassle, anything that makes the process easier, I'm all for. I have sold items on Facebook Marketplace using this AI tool, and it makes it much easier. I don't have to respond to every single message that I get. If the person asks, "Hey, is it available?" Yes, it is, because you still see the listing. Is the price negotiable? No, it's not, because I wrote in the description, it's not negotiable. So I think that level, whatever can be done to make things easier, I'm all for. But I think eBay is the ones who really need to watch their back right now. I think eBay needs to bring something new and fresh to the table really quickly. Otherwise, Facebook Marketplace has clear advantages over eBay.
1,000%, especially. I mean, I was using eBay in 2008, and I can tell you, oh my gosh, the fees are so different. It is almost not even profitable to sell things on eBay anymore because of the fees that they've created.
It is very challenging. And that's the thing about Facebook Marketplace. If you meet in person, right, you can take cash from the person, or if you want, you feel comfortable, take Venmo or Zelle, and you don't have to pay Facebook anything for that privilege. So I do think that is a huge win in the Facebook Marketplace column. But you do have to meet people in person. You have to either go to the Starbucks or the Dunkin' Donuts or meet at the police station, whatever you feel comfortable to do it. So there is a level of, you know, risk there. But yes, looking to see more smart things like that from the Facebook team.
Me too. We'll see what happens there.
Okay, I'm going to stop it there. But if you would like to hear the rest of my discussion with Ashley, where we get into AI news that you should know about, look for the podcast AI News You Should Know About wherever you get podcasts. That is going to do it for today's episode. As always, thank you for listening, and be sure to come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you need to know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted the scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling, also let me mention, you got a post on every platform. And you got hooked. Now engagement is down. You feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.